Hello, I'm Annie Musu, a certified EFT tapping master practitioner. I help women set empowered boundaries and enjoy healthy relationships. Welcome to my podcast, Hush Your Mind. On this show, I offer practical wisdom to help you speak your truth and come home to yourself so that you can gracefully create a life you love. Welcome to episode number 76 of my podcast, Hush Your Mind, Empowered Boundaries for Soulful Relationships. Many people recently asked me about EFT tapping tips for codependency. Perhaps traditional talk therapy hasn't helped much, or you've tried several different coaches and modalities, and you're thinking, there must be an easier way. You've heard of emotional freedom techniques, EFT or tapping, and are curious if it could be helpful. This evidence-based therapeutic method made the biggest difference in my own codependency recovery. It's one of the reasons why I became a certified EFT tapping practitioner. One of my clients raved, 12 sessions with Annie was worth years of therapy with a talk therapist. How is that possible? The missing key is often clearing old wounds that are stored in our body. You might have mentally processed the past, but your nervous system may still be holding on to it. All parts of you must feel safe to release coping mechanisms like overgiving and denying your emotions, the very ones that helped you survive in a chaotic environment. In this episode, you'll learn three easy EFT tapping tips for codependency that you can try on your own to feel more calm and clear. Studies prove that EFT tapping is effective for anxiety, depression, PTSD, cravings, chronic pain, and so much more. If you're new to tapping, you can check out my podcast episode number 6, How Does EFT Tapping Work? Here's the science behind it. Or episode number 3, Emotional Freedom Techniques, a brief guide to relieve stress and pain. EFT tapping isn't meant to replace therapy, though they complement each other well. That said, I do have clients who only use my EFT services. If you're heavily traumatized, I'd encourage you to do the following EFT exercises with professional support. So let's dive into tip number 1, tap into your emotions. When you're struggling with codependency, it can be hard to access your emotions. We hear it all the time, feel your feelings. You have to feel it to heal it. The only way out is through. But that's a tall order when you've learned to suppress your emotions, because as a little kid, it made more sense to disconnect from yourself and prioritize others' needs. If you had tuned into your emotions, you would have known and expressed your needs, and then you'd get into trouble. Fortunately, you can now start learning how to connect to your emotions. Clients often say that tapping helps to more easily access their feelings. Old stuff bubbles up and gets processed more deeply. And a palpable sense of peace is common within a couple minutes of tapping. Try this EFT tip for codependency. Whenever you feel tense or anxious, silently tap on any of the tapping points and breathe deeply until you feel soothed. This sends a calming signal to your brain and turns off the stress mode. To see a photo of the tapping points, you can check out this episode's matching blog article. The link is in the show notes. You might feel drawn to a certain tapping point. For example, people often tell me that the collarbone point feels especially comforting. This acupuncture point is right under your collarbone, about 3 inches from the center. It's the same point on the right or left side. You can tap on one side or the other, or even both at the same time. It doesn't matter which hand you use to tap, Just follow your intuition and tap continuously on any point for however long you wish. Do whatever feels good to you. This simple tapping exercise also helps stop emotional triggers in their tracks so that you can stay more grounded. EFT tip number 2, calm your nerves about boundaries. Setting boundaries can feel scary. When we have an unhealthy tendency to overgive and prioritize others' needs, just the idea of having needs may be a little too much. You don't have to force yourself to take the leap when you're not ready. Take the time to soothe any fears before and after setting a boundary. Here's my second EFT tip for codependency. There are 4 steps. The first one is bring to mind a boundary that you'd like to set with someone specific. Step 2. Tune into your body and observe what physical tension arises. Step 3. Tap continuously on any or all tapping points as you let your attention rest on the tension. And step 4, breathe deeply as you keep tapping for anything else that arises. Eventually, you'll most likely feel calmer about setting the boundary. Think about voicing your needs again with the specific person. If any tension remains, do another round of tapping. This EFT exercise empowers you to take care of yourself as you practice setting boundaries. In episode number 46, I share a guided EFT meditation if you're feeling guilty after setting a boundary. If you're still really struggling with boundaries, please don't beat yourself up about it. There are most likely deep layers to process, especially for issues like codependency. Many people think that EFT is only a stress relief tool, but we can also wield its power to heal deep-seated issues like people-pleasing, childhood trauma, and codependency. It's the main tool that I use to support women in my Speak Your Truth program. And finally, EFT tip number 3, validate your inner critic. Another sign of codependency is low self-esteem. You judge yourself harshly and never feel good enough. If you've ever tried saying positive affirmations, you might have noticed that they can feel like lies. It's okay that a part of you doesn't resonate with affirmations like, I'm confident, or I'm worthy of love. Instead of pushing through your resistance, you can validate your inner critic. Believe it or not, it's trying to protect you from more rejection and shame. Your inner critic thinks that if it shames you first, it will save you from others shaming you. To learn more about the inner critic, you might like episode number 33, What is the Inner Critic? And 3 Ways to Deal with It. Here's my third EFT tip for codependency. There are 5 steps. Step number 1, write a positive affirmation at the top of a journal page. Step number 2, say the positive affirmation out loud. For example, I'm good enough. Step number 3, set your timer for 2 minutes. Freely write down your inner critic's judgments. For example, you know that's not true. You're never good enough. You always make mistakes. Step number 4, when the timer ends, stop writing and take a deep breath. And step number 5, tap continuously on any or all tapping points while reading the remarks. Keep breathing deeply. Alternatively, you can tap 5 to 10 times on one point while saying the first phrase, you know it's not true. Go to the next point and say the next phrase, you're never good enough, etc. Once you feel soothed, tap on a few positive affirmations if you'd like. It's important to clear out any resistance before introducing affirmations. That way, your mind and body won't clash with each other, and the affirmation may start to actually feel more true. By the way, I share another way to work with your inner critic in a live EFT session in episode number 53. There's even a video that you can watch. Check it out in the show notes. In conclusion, I hope you find these three EFT tapping tips for codependency supportive for you. This somatic modality fortunately found me near the end of my rocky decade of healing with my husband. We greatly improved our codependent relationship on our own through meditation, self-inquiry, and tons of honest conversations. But the most stubborn remnants of my past stayed stuck, kind of like burnt-on food on my stovetop glass. I just made some tasty Thai stir-fried noodles with grilled tofu yesterday, so that's my mind for you. EFT tapping helped me get to the root of my abandonment wounds and planted seeds of hope, peace, and joy. And the healing continues, except now I see it as evolving. We're always evolving. EFT got all parts of me on board to move forward from codependency. Now I actually feel in my bones that I deserve to be loved and respected. I want that for you too. Because the more we feel empowered about who we are, the healthier this world will be. Thank you for listening. If this resonated with you, please leave a rating or review. This will help other women find my podcast and benefit from this resource. Also, I invite you to sign up to my newsletter. You'll get my free EFT meditation for people pleasing that I just revamped exclusively for my newsletter community. The link is in the show notes. Until next time, take care. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Hush Your Mind. I'm currently offering free EFT tapping sessions in exchange for a short interview. Book your session at hushyourmind.com/interview and get a free EFT meditation and guide for people pleasing. The links are in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care.